A new walking tour of Sitka gives tourists an in-depth look at one of Alaska's main attractions, salmon. KCAW's Emily Bender tagged along on a tour of A&B Harbor and the Seafood Producers Co-op.
Nicholas Mink, owner and tour guide for Sitka Salmon Tours, leads behind-the-scenes walking tours and the local salmon fishery, from stream to dinner table.
The tours are really seeking to raise awareness between among healthy forests, healthy ecosystems, healthy communities, and we're really doing that through the lens of our salmon fishery here. In many ways, it's a big interpretive project, in that what we're doing is we're taking, you know, 24 different sites in Sitka and stringing them together through a walking tour that's narrated generally by me.
Instead of using buses, like most tours here in Sitka, Mink leads on foot. He says it's part of an eco-friendly philosophy he shares with the Sitka Conservation Society, who helps present the tours.
We use the power of food in our bellies rather than the power of fossil fuels.
The tours are sort of a show and tell of the life cycle of a salmon from forest to freezer.
Most people don't realize that salmon are actually forest creatures before they're ocean creatures, and they're actually usually very surprised to know that they spend so much time in the forest, and that a healthy forest is really a key component of having our incredibly healthy fisheries here in Sitka and Southeast Alaska and Alaska.
Mink's a professor at Knox College in Illinois and has a PhD in history. He specializes in food systems.
And so I'm really interested in the way that ecosystems interact with culture to create food for people.
This summer, Mink has taken people from all over the world on walks around Sitka. But today, his tours consist of a handful of locals and two very special guests, his parents.
Rock Hill, South Carolina.
And then why did you choose to go on a tour this way?
Nicholas is my son.
Oh, don't tell that. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do, this is kind of our Catlian walk. We're going to walk up here about 0.4 mile.
First stop is A&B Harbor to take a look at the fishing boats and gear.
So A&B Harbor is probably my favorite harbor because it really does have a really nice cross-section of very, very old boats.
Mink stops the group in front of the Sultan.
So this is one of my favorite boats in our fleet here. This is the Sultan. This boat's about 85 years old.
And spends the next half hour describing in detail how salmon are caught, brought on board, and stored on the boat.
These are the three lines that are going to be used to fish. And what Sarah will do when she's out fishing is she'll put these two fishing poles out. She'll cruise at about 1 to 3 knots, depending on what
she's
fishing for.
She'll put out these three main lines with about anywhere between 6 and 12 hooks on them.
This salmon sees this, and it says, oh my gosh, there's a salmon feeding here, and it's a school.
She's out for 5 days.
She comes back with 80 to 100 king salmon in her hold, 15 pounds per king salmon, $5 a pound for king salmon. The processor will cut her check for $8,000 for 5 days of fishing. That's how it's done.
Next, the tour goes inside the Seafood Producers Co-op for a look at how the fish get unloaded, sorted, and packaged.
It's the largest, again, fisherman's owned cooperative in North America, if not the world, and Craig will tell you a lot more about it when you get here. It was originally started in Seward, Alaska, during World War II, among a bunch of halibut fishermen.
Craig Shoemaker from the Seafood Producers Co-op leads the group along the back dock, where boats are unloading the day's catch.
We can do about 45 boats a day, so we'll separate the king salmon from the coho salmon, and then we'll grade those by size.
Then Shoemaker leads the group into a large processing building and around forklifts and large tubs filled with salmon on ice.
This would be a coho salmon. This is a silver salmon. This gives you an idea of what these guys are trolling for.
They stop in front of a small assembly line of workers.
They're taking this is where they would cut the heads off. We're actually producing this right now for a fresh order. So you'll see some of them still have their heads on.
Mink says he hopes after seeing this up-close view of the salmon fishery in Sitka, his guests will appreciate the Alaskan salmon label for more than just marketing.
So what we're trying to do is heighten the profile of this fishery, heighten the profile of this natural resource. And you know, I always say the best way to advocate for this is to not eat farmed salmon. make sure to purchase wild salmon, you know, whatever you can do to support, you know, our environment here. This is probably one of the easiest way, right, is to, you know, vote with your fork.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Bender.